Afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call the Senate Health and Social Services meeting to order at 3:32 p.m. on Thursday, April 25th. We're meeting room 205 in the Butrovich. Please remember to silence your cell phones as a courtesy. Committee members present today are Senator Dunbar and Vice Chair Kaufman. Senator Geisel and Senator Tobin are away on other state business this afternoon, but we do have a quorum to conduct business this afternoon. We only have one item on the agenda, and also I know we're missing Dylan, and we're joined by Talia today. And also we have Mary Gwynn and Miss Simpson also helping us out today running the meeting. This afternoon, our one item is Senate Bill 219, Prior Authorization for Health Providers for my office, Senator Wilson. We held an initial introduction of this bill on April 16th, where we took invited and public testimony. We worked with stakeholders on this on the new CS, which Ms. Funoff here is at the table to go over a brief overview. She can do a brief overview of what this bill does, and then we'll hopefully move a work draft in as our working document, where our intention is to hold that work draft and allow members to continue to review that and set another amendment deadline for that piece of legislation. Ms. Funoff, floor is yours.
Yeah. For the record, Julia Funoff, staff to Senator Wilson. Through the chair, just a reminder, SB 219 allows providers with a proven track record of approved prior authorizations to be exempted from the lengthy process of requesting authorization from insurance companies. So this will reduce the wait times for patients to receive services and reduce the time providers spend performing prior authorizations, because physicians spend an average of 2 business days each week dedicated just to work on prior authorizations. With this bill, they would receive an exemption with a list of services and the duration if they qualify. And so we have a summary of changes, version A to version B.
Before we do that, let's pause there for a quick moment.
Yeah.
And this time, Senator Kaufman. Oh, sure. I'll move, and if I can have you object for me, I'd like to move the adoption of our work draft 33LS1320/B as our working document.
I object for the purpose of discussion.
Thank you, Ms. Funoff. If you could continue, please.
Cool. For the record, Julia Funoff, staff to Senator Wilson, through the chair. Summary of changes for CS to Senate Bill 219, Hess, version A to version B. In section 1, version B raises the approval rate to 90% for prior authorization requests that healthcare providers must have to be exempted, instead of the 80% that's in version A. So we have an increase there. And then version B adds that the approval rate for prior authorization requests is determined after the appeal process. So after that time that a provider can submit an appeal to a denial, after that time expires, that's going to be when the approval rate is determined. And then final change in Section 2, Version B adds a definition for healthcare provider, which is a person licensed in the state or another state of the United States to provide medical care services, a healthcare facility, or a healthcare institution. And those are all the changes.
Thank you. And as a further discussion, conversation, and also here in the room, we have the Director of Insurance, Ms. Lori Winghire, and the Deputy Director of Insurance, Ms. Heather Carpenter, in the room too for committee members' questions. Also, just to let folks know, we're still working on additional amendments. And thus, we will also would like to set a new amendment deadline for this piece of legislation for Wednesday, May 1st at noon. Seeing no further questions, is the objection to adoption of the CS still maintained?
I remove my objection.
With that, if there's further objection to adopting the CS, Senator Dunbar.
I don't have an objection to adopting this, yes, Mr. Chair, but I was wondering if you could discuss a little bit after it's been adopted.
Yes. Thus, the adoption of the CS has been adopted to version B. is before the committee is our working document. Senator Dunbar.
So I'm trying to find the provision in here regarding whether the, you know, so-called gold card would apply to specific providers versus groups of providers. Is that a change or is that something that existed in the prior version?
That is a change that is forthcoming. It's not currently in the bill yet.
Okay.
Is it?
It is, for the record, Julia Fonoff, staff to Senator Wilson. It is in the definition section for healthcare provider. So it now can be applied with this new CS. That exemption to, if you go to page 3, line 27, healthcare provider is a healthcare.
Hold on one quick moment. Bus coming by. The joys of having tourism here in the capital city. Ms. Funoff, please continue.
Yeah. Through the chair, healthcare provider means a person licensed in this state or another state of the U.S. to provide medical care services, a healthcare facility, or a healthcare institution. So this was not in version A of the bill, but we feel like it was good to get that definition in. It was something that we have spoken to both providers and insurance companies about, and yeah, with their recommendation, we have included it.
Senator Dunbar.
Can I follow up? I suppose this is something we're not taking up amendments now, but it's something to consider. You know, there is some distinction, I think that some legal distinction and perhaps some practical distinction between, you know, a healthcare facility or institution that has pretty, how do I say it, you know, a sort of one entity versus a sort of a little bit looser group of providers where the doctors within that group are sort of, they're literally not independent contractors, but they are, it's a little bit different than being within a hospital group, right? And I'm wondering if we want to treat them in the same way, but that's something that I guess we can consider between now and the next time we take this up.
Yes, I will come next door and be willing to work with you on some language. And that probably will change here by the next time we meet again on that definition.
Oh, thank you. I'll reserve my questions for later.
All right. Seeing no further questions, we will go ahead and set Senate Bill 219 aside. That ends our items on this afternoon, and we'll go ahead and send out next week's schedule when it is finalized here by 4 p.m. today. And thus, are there any members' closing comments? I will just state, I know that, I might say reserve my comments for next time we bring this bill up before us as well. And I just want to thank everyone for working with us. I know that we're still working with other stakeholders on both the provider side and the insurer side, as those insurance representatives, their representatives are here in the room keeping a close eye on the process. And hopefully those members could get well, and I hope that they get their prior authorization so they can get the treatment that they need as well. And with that, we are adjourned at 3:41 p.m.